This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Today, we're talking about Google and how its Circle to Search feature will soon handle language translation. But before we get into that, portable speakers can come in handy in all kinds of situations, from camping trips to simply keeping one with you as you move throughout your home. Just don't use one on public transit unless you like being hated with the fire of a thousand suns. JBL makes some of our top picks for portable Bluetooth speakers, and several models are currently on sale for up to 34% off. The JBL Charge 5 has dropped by $50 to $130. There are less expensive and still capable options out there, but the Charge 5 delivers bigger audio than many rivals. The sound quality is good, too, thanks to its bright output and solid low end. What's more, you can pair two Charge 5 units for stereo listening. And we consider Apple's newest MacBook Air to be the best laptop for most people, and it's now dropped to a new low of $999 at Amazon and B&H. This discount is for the entry-level 13-inch model, so you'll have to make do with 8 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage, but it's $100 less than buying from Apple directly. Just note that the deal only applies to the Midnight and Space Gray finishes, and that Amazon's listing is showing a shipping delay. B&H says the offer will run through March 28th. For the latest deals, updates, gadget reviews, and tons more, check out Engadget.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Google just announced that it's expanding its recently launched Circle to Search tool to include language translation as part of an update to various core services. Circle to Search, as the name suggests, already lets some Android users research stuff by drawing a circle around an object. The forthcoming language translation component won't even require a drawn circle. Google says people will just have to long press the home button or the navigation bar and look for the translate icon. It'll do the rest. The company showed the tech quickly translating an entire menu with one long press. Google Translate can already do this, though in a slightly different way, but this update means users won't have to pop out of one app and into another just to check on something. The translation tool begins rolling out in the coming weeks, though only to Android devices that can run Circle to Search. This list currently includes Pixel 7 devices, Pixel 8 devices, and the Samsung Galaxy S24 series, though Google says it's coming to more phones and tablets this week, including some foldables. Google Maps is also getting a refresh with an emphasis on AI. When you pull up a place on Maps, like a restaurant, artificial intelligence will display a summary that describes unique points of interest and what people love about the business. The AI will also analyze photos of food and identify what the dish is called in addition to the cost and whether it's vegetarian or vegan. The company hopes this will make it easier to make reservations and book trips. On the non-AI side of things, Maps is getting an updated lists feature in select cities throughout the U.S. and Canada. This will aggregate lists of must-visit destinations pulled from members of the community and local publishers. There will be tools to customize these lists as you see fit. These will be joined by lists created by Google and its algorithm, including a weekly trending list to discover the latest hotspots and something called Gems that chronicles under-the-radar spots. All of these Maps updates are coming to both Android and iOS devices later this month. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Lawrence Bonk and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.